From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump took a softer tone on subjects like North Korea and trade when meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I have great respect for you for that, because you're representing China. But it's too bad that past administrations allowed it to get so far out of kilter.
Trump also highlighted his incredibly warm feeling toward his counterpart and concluded his remarks by touting his great chemistry with President Xi. The U.S. Treasury Secretary sanctioned 12 Venezuelans Thursday, including a number of government officials, in the latest step by the Trump administration to pressure Caracas over what it sees as an erosion of democracy in the oil-rich country. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explained why the sanctions were issued.
They've committed acts of fraud, censorship, and corruption designed to silence the opposition and secure victory for regime candidates.
Now, it said the United States will maintain sanctions on designated Venezuelan government officials until they break from Maduro's dictatorial regime and support the restoration of democracy and constitutional order. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Thursday he had discussed Russia's violation of an arms control treaty with his NATO counterparts and that they were looking at how to bring Moscow into compliance with it.
With the INF, this is absolutely necessary to sustain confidence in arms control agreements, and we're doing so in a substantial, transparent, and verifiable fashion.
Russia maintains that the United States is also in breach of the same treaty. Follow Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News.